Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Easy there, big fella. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Youngster, that's the only way to live. And to live forever by the grace of God. He is so good and so loving, so forgiving. You're going to be hearing more about that during the next half hour of We Kids. David, good to have you listening, big guy. Growing a little bit, I can see. Ariel, Dorothy, Susanna, and Carissa. I said I'd say hi to you. Hi. Brandon and Felicia, thank you so much for the family picture. Mom and Dad, nice to have your smiling faces in this thing, too. Joel and Sarah, speaking of family pictures, thanks for the one that you sent. And Jessica, Sarah, and Lisa, I like the one that you sent in, too, with Mom and Dad. This is called putting your heads together, right? It's cute. Thanks so much. Audrey, Andrew, and Aaron, thank you very much for the picture that you sent. And Andrew over in this family, and Joel and Christy, thank you for the picture. I'm being buried in these things. Brian, it's good to have you listening. Hello, Jenny, David, Rebecca, and Michael over in this household here. Alex and Elizabeth, it's good to have you listening. And you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, in today's Bible story, a terrible thing happens. A boy dies. But then God works through his prophet Elisha to do something amazing. What is it? You can find out if you stay tuned to We Kids. Becky, what's the matter? Not happy? Well, let's see if the ups and downs guy can help you out here.
I'm Hog the Frog, and I live in this log. My life's a lot like yours, Becky. I get around by leaps and bounds. My life is made of ups and downs. Life is made of ups and downs. Some days we smile, some days we frown. But every day we wear a crown. Because we're kids of the king. La, la, la.
See, there you go.
We see, Mr. Grump. I mean, sir, it was an accident. You see, we're playing Bond.
what about the broken window? Well, I guess we'll have to wait to find out more about this later on during We Kids. Now today's Bible story, and this is about a boy living again. You can find this account in 2 Kings chapter 4, and this is based on that passage. Elisha was at Mount Carmel when he saw his friend the Shunammite woman coming quickly toward him. Her son had died, and she was coming for help. Then she came to Elisha at the hill. She caught hold of his feet. Elisha's servant Gehazi came near to pull her away, but Elisha said to him, "Let her alone. She is very upset, and the Lord has not told me about it. He has hidden it from me." She said, "Master, I didn't tell you I wanted a son. I told you, don't fool me." And then Elisha said to Gehazi, "Get ready. Take my walking stick in your hand and go quickly. If you meet anyone, don't greet him. If anyone greets you, don't answer him. Lay my walking stick on the face of the boy." But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I won't leave you." So he got up and followed her. Gehazi went on ahead. He laid the walking stick on the child's face, but the child did not talk or move. Then Gehazi went back to meet Elisha. He told Elisha, "The child has not awakened." Elisha came into the house. There was the child lying dead on the bed. When Elisha entered the room, he shut the door. Only he and the child were in the room. Then Elisha prayed to the Lord. He went to the bed and lay on the child. He put his mouth on the child's mouth. He put his eyes on the child's eyes and his hands on the child's hands. He stretched himself out on top of the child, and then the child's skin became warm. Elisha turned away and walked around the room. Then he went back and put himself on the child again. Then the child sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. Talk about new life. Here's a good verse to remember about new life. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life."
Jesus said he'll rise again. There by the tomb, Jesus said with a shout, "To the glory of God, now Lazarus, come out." Wake and arise, wake and arise. Now the most wonderful miracle done. God said to Jesus, "My very own son, you shall go down from the cross to the grave, then rise up in 3 days for all to be saved." Rise, arise, arise, arise from death's bed, raise your kind and holy head. Come, oh come.
Music about death and life by the gracious touch of God. Praise his holy name. I am so thankful that Jesus Christ was willing to give his life so that we can live forever. Yes, the physical life, the life of your body is nice, but this is going to end here on earth. The most important life is the life of your heart, your soul. The part of you that goes on forever. That's why you need to, you must know God and have Him living in your life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and now, time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I need some March leaders here. Oh, look at these hands. Robert, I'm picking you right off the bat here. Christy, I'm putting you ahead of Josh, Andy, Caleb, Christopher, and the rest of them in this happy household here. Please keep them organized. Can you do it, Christy, dear? Lucas, you're March leader ahead of Benjamin, Andrew, and Jared over in this friendly family. Nathan, yes, I'm talking to you. I'm making you March leader ahead of Philip and Sarah in this household here. Daniel, how would you like to be March leader ahead of William and Rachel? I'm picking you. And Dorothy, did you know you have my mama's middle name? You're picked to lead at your house ahead of Ariel, Susanna, and Carissa. Mama, Papa, if I've not picked a March leader yet, you know what to do. Yes, please help me out with this. Now, you know the rules to this thing, don't you? Feet in time with the music, knees up high. It is a march, faith. Number three, if you're a parent-sized marcher, a big one, please watch out for the little ones. This has got to be a friendly time, you know. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Wow, look at all these smiling faces in on this thing. Here comes Sarah. And Caitlin comes marching through. Timmy, good marching. Hello, little Summer. Yes, you're a good marcher. Where's Robert? Oh, I see you, guy. Yeah, you're doing pretty well. Hello, Andrea. Here comes Christy. In the lead or following? What's going on over here? And Josh and Andy and Caleb and Christopher are in on this too. Hello, Daniel. Robert and Summer come marching through. Hello, David. Are you listening to the music? Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Jonathan, good marching. Hello, Audrey. Hello, Andrew. Hello, Aaron. Yes, you kids are having a good time in this thing, aren't you? Here comes Brian, and Brittany comes marching through. Lucas, are you leading or following, Lucas? Is this organized chaos in this family over here? Hello, Benjamin. Hello, Andrew. Hello, Jared. Shiloh's in on this thing, too. Pretty good marching, Annie. And Julia. Julia, I like your name, dear. Here comes Kayla, and Gabby, and Millie, and Tyler comes marching through, not quite so high on the knees, Alyssa, gently, Christina, listen to the music, when the music is soft, you march softly, Adam and Matthew come marching through, hello, Cody, hello, Andrew, Melanie's in on this thing. Rachel is marching. Good marching, dear. Hello, Samuel. Hello, Susan. All right, we're coming toward the end of this thing. Knees up high, feet in time with the music. Watch out for the trombone players. There goes a happy drummer right now. My goodness. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Good marching, youngster. You may be seated.
Great programs for kids anytime you want them.
Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net.
Oops, what's this? Oh, no. Oh, no, the window.
Dump Mr. Crump.
Oh, no.
Dump Mr. Crump. He mumbles and grumbles at everyone, complaining and nagging to spoil the fun. The super gang has just begun to dump the crump. Dump the grump. Dump the grump.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Sunshine.
Hey, what's with the protest sign?
Mr. Grump won't give us our baseball bat.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Grump.
Now, who is this Mr. Grump anyway?
He's a party pooper, you'll see. Mr. Grump is a man who lives by himself.
dirty, rotten kids. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
Now, wait just a minute. How did Mr. Grump get your baseball in the first place?
Well, Sunshine, Paul sort of gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Did it have anything to do with this hole in the window?
Well, you see, Paul gave it to him through the window.
Aw, you guys. Did you even offer to pay Mr. Grump for his broken window?
Well, no. But Sunshine, Mr. Grump is such a meanie.
You're a meanie, Mr. Grump.
Dirty, rotten kids.
Now, come on, you guys. We need to show this man some love.
Well, I can see why Mr. Grump's a sad guy. The devil told him a lie. The devil said, Grump, nobody loves you. But deep down inside, Mr. Grump's a great guy. He's just waiting for someone to love him. The Bible says Jesus loves him. What about you?
But Sunshine, what can we do?
Well, I'll tell you.
You gotta put down your signs and put away your pride. And tell old Grump that you love him deep inside. Just walk right up to his door and say, we love you, Mr. Grump.
Yuck.
Do we have to?
You're right, Sunshine. We need to show Mr. Grump love.
Hey, that's it, Becky. Jesus said it plain and simple. The same way he loved us, we gotta show love to everybody, friend or foe.
Yep, he's right.
But that's not all he said. Jesus said when you wrong your neighbor, you gotta make it right. I mean, we did break his window, you know.
But how are we gonna get the money for a new window?
Hey, that's easy. If we all pitch in, we'll have enough.
Sure.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Come on.
Let's go get it.
Let's go.
Come on. Sunshine, I feel better already.
Me too, Becky. We're gonna win old Grump with the love of Jesus.
Hey, Sunshine, we got the window.
Hey, wow, you guys are quick.
But there's just one thing that we'd like to say.
Well, go ahead and say it.
We love you, Mr. Grump.
What's this? I can't believe this. Somebody loves me.
Mr. King!
Somebody loves
me. My favorite part. Their love is melting his heart. He's got a brand new start.
Tell them about it, Mr. G.
Somebody loves me.
Talk about coming from death to life. This man's a wonderful example. And yes, Jesus Christ changes all kinds of people because he loves people. The Bible says he died for everyone. The whole world in its sin sickness needs to know Jesus Christ, needs to know and love God.
Thank you for all the happiness.
youngster, we have so much to be thankful for. Be sure to tell God that you're thankful. There are lots of fun things to do in life, and one of those has to do with fresh air and pedals, don't it, man?
When I'm riding on my bike, I think about the things I like. I like the sound and I like the sight as the wheels go around and around.
Oh, round and round, up and down. My wheels are spinning all over the town. Pedals pumping up and down as the wheels go around and around.
When I ride away from home, though by myself, I'm not alone. My Lord is with me.
To share. The love of God goes everywhere, and on my bike, I'll take it there as the wheels go around and around.
Oh, round and round, up and down, my wheels are spinning all over the town. Pedals pumping up and down as the wheels go around and around.
Pedals slowly up the hill, going down is faster still. Should I scream?
No.
I think I will.
No, don't do it.
As the wheels go around and
don't
around.
Don't it, man.
Oh, round and round, up and down. My wheels are spinning all over the town. Pedals pumping up and down as the wheels go around.
Pedaling around is a great way to get around. Donut Man, thank you very much for reminding us about that, and thank you for the spiritual side of that, too. Great way to get around and share the good news. Well, we've been sharing the good news for the past half hour of We Kids here. Have you heard it? Have you heard about new life through Jesus Christ? Remember that Bible story about the new life that was given the boy who died? And how that connected with the new life that we get from Jesus Christ, because when we start out, we're dead in our sins. John 5:24, here's this good verse to remember. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life." Oh, that's such good news. Well, this has been We Kids for the past half hour or so. What a pleasant time with you kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. I have my trusty exit vehicle today. Wonderful gas mileage. Safe. Not too fast, but it works. And it sure beats walking. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. See you around, young'un. Come on, Trike, giddy up.